Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Tav Reish Dalid, the 8th chapter, Avodah v'Hashgacha. The author says, Pe'amim rabois sireres mevucha bein ha'amaminim v'Hashgacha piratis. Many times we find that those who believe in divine providence are nonetheless confused. Harei kol ha'tzlacha sadam v'gam yetzlacha seyit eliyah v'Hashgacha. A person's success and lack of success depends on divine providence. Im kein, if so, to what extent is a person himself responsible for his success or lack of success? Especially in his avidas Hashem. Isn't the existence of divine providence something that exempts a person to a large extent for responsibility for his deeds? This confusion is a never-ending source of mistakes in the concept of bitachon. The oived might attribute his lack of success in avodah to divine providence, and go even further and hold himself thereby to be a baal bitachon. Because seemingly he's trusting in the will of Hashem. There's no bitachon over here, there's just krumkeit. We're going to discuss a number of areas where a person might make a mistake regarding the definitions and interaction, overlap of hashgacha, avodah, and bitachon. Paragraph Aleph. Every person upon creation is given certain abilities, capacities, proclivities. The Gemara in Nida Daf Tes Zayin puts it. It's determined the extent of his intelligence, the extent of his physical constitution, his wealth. Beshilhei Shabbos, at the end of Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, Be'aru Echa Mazalois Bish'as Alida Kuv Oist Chunois Sh'rois Badam. Chazal explained, we're going to see it a little later on this page, how at the time of birth, there's certain, again, proclivities that are determined within the human being. Bevadai B'machshavai B'ruah Ein Adam Machazik Atzmo Kemuchach Alidit Chunois Av. When a person thinks clearly about it, of course, we don't accept that we are compelled to act through our natural tendencies. When it comes to an intellectual analysis, we all acknowledge that the person has choice to change his deeds, to act for the good, to use his tendencies for the good. The fact that we have it in our minds is not the same as in our hearts. It's not so in the depth of one's heart. Sham mekanen muskal yishaved. There's an axiom in the heart. Ma ani yachol asay iskach mitzati. What can I do? This is how I was born. V'nei yadur, this Gemara in Shabbos. Hayman debema'adim yehi gvar ashi dedema. A person born under a certain sign will have a tendency to spill blood. Omar ashi I umana. He can be a, what we would call a doctor, somebody who spills blood in the course of treatment. I ganava, he can be a murderer. I tabacha, he can be a sheichet, he spills the blood of animals. I moihala, he can be a mohel, and spills blood in the mitzvah process. Four ways to use this concept of spilling blood and to be either a tzaddik or a beinoni or a rasha. The same is true for every ability given, or every tendency given to the person. It all depends on the person's will. What is he going to do with it? Where is he headed with his abilities and tendencies? A person is not permitted to question the supreme will. Everyone was given all the necessary tendencies, powers, abilities to be an Adam Shalem. A person's abilities are weighed in Hashem's scales. Al kegoin ze omar David haMelech alav haShalom. We can use this pasuk in Tehilim Chaf Gimel as an illustration. Nafshi yeshayvev yancheni v'magalei tzedek. He leads me in circles of righteousness leman shemoy. Meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu samo yisi b'tzirasi b'ma'agal. The pasuk speaks about a circle. I'm placed upon creation in the circle b'liza v'yos, without any angles, without any corners, rather. Shakol bo yishakulu me'uzan. Everything is weighted, everything is balanced. A circle is balanced, there are no corners. V'hu ma'agal tzedek. It's described as a circle of righteousness. V'tzedek yamida ha'mechalekes lechol echad bediyuk ma shetzarich. Tzedek, righteousness, is that midah that distributes each individual exactly what he needs. That's what righteousness is, justice, exactly what he deserves, exactly what he needs. V'chol yetzirah zeh leman shemoy, the pasuk ends. For Hashem's name, nitenu lo kol hakochos hadrushim lo l'yos oved Hashem ha'amiti. He was given, this individual, all the necessary powers to be a true oved Hashem. Kasher ha'adam oymed al tzedek hazeh shebitzirah zeh. When a person ascertains this, when he feels this justice in his creation, nafshi yeshivev, the pasuk says, my soul exalts. Umitze menucha ve'idud la'avida zeh. He finds tranquility and, in fact, encouragement for his avida. In broad terms, his avodah is to use his natural abilities for the good. Paragraph base. You ask a ben Terah if he's succeeding in his learning. Sometimes you find that he rolls his eyes and says, I need siyata dishmaya. Lich'oira zoi emuna keina. Superficially, this seems to be a sincere belief. In the depth of it, under the surface, what lies, what lurks, is a thought that he, the individual, has done everything he could. All he's lacking is divine assistance. This statement, which on the surface appears, it has the ring of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'emesu ma'ashim es ashgacha elina shel yitzliach ketzonoi. Really, he's accusing divine providence for not having succeeded as he would have liked to. Emes kedei ligmor mitzvah bishlemut tzeh siyata deshmaya. It is true, and we've said it in this volume, that to conclude a mitzvah with perfection, one needs divine assistance. Kedei la'amoid al sugya la'amita shel tera tzeh siyata deshmaya. In order to understand a sugya properly and correctly, la'amita shel tera, one does need siyata deshmaya. Aval ad hagmar hakol talui b'gi'as adam. Up to that last point, up to that final makeh bepatish, it depends on the person's effort. Ve'aga b'atzmecha, think to yourself, kibalta b'yitzirascha sechel uvina midois u'tichonis. Upon creation, you were given intellectual abilities, you were given understanding and certain powers, abilities, talents. Have you utilized all of them to the end of your ability? Literally to the point where you can do nothing further by yourself. Are you certain in this? 100%. If the answer is no, how can you expect siyata dishmaya? The talents and the abilities that you were given upon creation, they are the greatest divine assistance that you've already been given. And you still haven't utilized it. There's a fundamental idea, we've mentioned this before. Im ha'adam hoilech ba'avodasoy ad ketzei yecholto b'teva, az hazocheh lelemale min ha'teva. If a person in his avodah goes all the way to the end of his ability, natural ability, then he earns the next step, which is beyond the natural, the supernatural. Hu ashi omar Rav Papa le'abaye, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf, we've cited a number of times. Rav Papa asked Abaye, Maishna Rishenim, the Yisrach Yishlehu Nisa, or Maishna Anan, the Lom Yisrach Yishlehu Nisa. Why is it that in early generations, miracles were done for them, and for us not? Omar Le'abaye answered, Kamai havu masrin nafshaya kedushas Hashem, Anan luimasi nafshin al kiddushas Hashem. They, the early generations, were moiser nefesh for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We are not. The author explains, mesiras nefesh nikesa alicha bavida ad ktei yicholis ativis. Mesiras nefesh means going in one's avida to the end of one's ability, to utilize the very last drop of ability that the person has. That's called mesiras nefesh. That's how a person earns neis, which is the step beyond that which is natural. The definition over here, the expectation of what we are supposed to accomplish is up to and including mesirus nefesh. One cannot attribute one's lack of success to the fact that there's lacking siyata d'shmaya. Who can be certain that he's reached this level of avidah m'siros nefesh? Maybe with true m'siros nefesh he would have done many, many times more than what he really did. Paragraph Gimel. Garsinu b'makos daf yud amud beis. The Gemara teaches min ha-Tira, u'min ha-Nevi'im, u'min ha-Kesuvim. We have three sources from Tanakh. Bederech sh'adam rotze laleches, bah molichin esir. That in the way that a person wishes to go, that's how they're leading Mishamayim. The person really chooses his direction. Then Mishamayim, they respond to that. Min ha-Tira, dichsiv lo yitelech imohem, uchsiv kum lech itam. In the Torah, we have this principle. Hashem says to Bil'am, don't go with them. I don't want you to go with them and to curse Bnei Israel. But he decides to go. So Hashem says, kum lechitam, go. Min ha-Nevi'im, similar idea. Ani Hashem lokecha melamdecha lehoil, madrechecha bederech telech. I will guide you in the way that you go. Bederech telech, whatever you want to go, this path, I will guide you there. Min ha-Kesuvim, dichsiv im la-Leitzim, u-Yeilitz, ve-la-Anavim itenchen. If a person wants to be a Leitz, from Shemaim, it'll be the same. If it wants to be different, Yiten Chayin, that's the third pasuk. The author says, Koyach Nirahu Haratzoin. It's an awesome force, a person's will. Lo yidai shekol dakei hatam nimshachim achar haratzoin rishon kidevei agra mishleites zayin pasuk beis. Not only as the gross is over there, that a person's ways are all drawn off his primary will. The Ashgacha leads a person, as we just saw in that Gemara, in the way that he wishes to go. In brackets, we're not talking about whims that a person has, you know, this day, next day, things that arise once in a while. Not these. We're talking about the deep, the real wish of a person, what it is that he wants to accomplish in life. Kan yesh makom litos. This is a place where there's room for error. As we mentioned in the introduction, that there's a lot of confusion about these issues. Adam yiseh peula matzliach ba. A person undertakes some project and succeeds. Hu choyshev ki ma'asav etzuyim. Naturally, we intuitively say, oh, it must be that I'm doing what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ki al ken yisrael, because look, it's succeeding. The siyata d'shmaya, it's working, this project, this operation, this business, whatever it is, he sees it. The aim is a kolareya. There's no proof here. There's no proof from the fact that a person was successful in our terms. Yitachen ki ma'asav einam ritzuyim. Possibly his actions are not admired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach kivan shezoi aderech sherotze laleches, bamo lichino zoi. That's the way he wants to go. He chose this path. So, Mishamayim, he is led down that path. Paragraph Dalet. Isa b'midrash tenchuma parashas matois. Midrash tenchuma parashas matois teaches shalosh matanois bara kadosh baruch hu ba'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created three gifts. Chochma, gvura, ve'isha, wisdom, might, wealth. Zacha adam le'echad b'im natal chindas kol olam. The person earns it, it's a wonderful thing. Amosai, there's a catch. Bizman shel matanois shamayim, when it's a gift from heaven, uva'ois mikoach gvura shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu willingly. Aval gvurasov isha shel adam einam klum. U'matanois eile b'sha she'enem min makom. These gifts, when they don't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so finally pasek mimenu, they stop. Shanu Chachamim, Shnei Chachamim Amdu Be'ilam. Chazal taught about two very intelligent people. Echad mi-Yisrael, ve'echad mi-Moyse Eilam. A Jew and a non-Jew, Achiseifel mi-Yisrael, uvil'am mi-Moyse Eilam, those two people. U'shneim avdu min olam hazeh min olam haba. They both died young, and they lost their chelek in olam haba. Shnei giborim avdu be'ilam. Two very mighty people. Echad mi-Yisrael, ve'echad mi-Moyse Eilam. A Jew and a non-Jew, Shimshei mi-Yisrael, ve'Goliath mi-Moyse Eilam. And these are, as we'll see, things that they took. Ushneim avdu min olam, Shimshon and Goliath died young, and they lost much. And Shnei Ashirim avdu bo'olam, echad mi'Yisrael, echad mi'Moyse Eilam, two phenomenally wealthy people. Koirach mi'Yisrael ve'Haman mi'Moyse Eilam, Ushneim avdu min olam. Lama? Why? Lefi shelo haita matanasan min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elayu chitfin oisah lahen. It wasn't a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu willingly bestowed upon them. They grabbed it. The author explains, "Haya efshar leavin inyan hachatifa," to understand what the Midrash means, that they grabbed it. Shem zachu lematanos elu loy meretzon hashgacha elyona. Perhaps we would understand that they took it not out of the will of divine providence, ela shehen in hadrachim sherotzo lelechet ben, as we said in the previous paragraph, these are the paths they wanted to follow. Velachin hilicho isam hashgacha, and that's why the hashgacha took them down that path, ele lechochma, ele leoshev, ele gvura, whether for wisdom, for wealth, for might. That explanation breaks down when it comes to Bil'am and Shimshon. When it comes to Shimshon, before he was even born, Manoach and his wife were informed by the Malach, you're going to have a son and it'll be a Nazir, etc. So it's not something that he grabbed afterwards on the basis of following a certain path. וגם בבלעם נראה מחזל שרצו מן השמיים שיהיה נביא. חזל seem to indicate that משמיים they wanted him to be able to proclaim certain prophetic truths. וממילא שהיה צריך להיות חכם, ממילא he needed to be a חכם. So that's not. לכן צריך להבין עניין החטיפה באופן אחר. This idea that חזל expressed by the term they grabbed these things has to be understood differently. As follows. He writes in Yichud HaMaaseh Perek Hei, Ki ha-chokhmah, kesh-manigim oisah al-darkah, tiyeh refu'a lechol madveh. Wisdom, when one leads it in accordance with its way, is a panacea for all ills. Ha'evo, kshenotim bin sivasah, when one twists wisdom, tiyeh madveh kolel she'enu refu'a ve'la'orukha, it becomes itself a terrible affliction which cannot be healed. Al derech ze navin bechol shlosh ze matanis. We have to understand all these three gifts in the same vein. Hein nitanis l'adam shenigusen al darkam. They're given to the person to use them in the terminology of the chovas lebavois al darkan, in their way. Hainu beoifen haratzui b'shemaim, the way that is wanted in shemaim. Hare Yirmiya imer, the famous psukim in Yirmiya perek tes, al yis haleil chacham bechokhmasei. The wise person should not boast of his wisdom. Gibor b'gvosov Hashem b'oshoi, the mighty should not boast of his might, the wealthy should not boast of his wealth. K'im bazeis yisrael emisrael. If anything, haskel v'yadar yisi, one should boast of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Habeiuru shel yisrael adam b'matanes elu atzman yisvayu ben. The explanation here is that the person should not praise himself for these gifts and boast, become arrogant because of these gifts. Rather, use them, utilize these gifts to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person uses them in the correct manner, then they have permanence. If he uses them in a different way, that's what Chazal in the Tanchuma means. He's grabbing the gift. Then they cannot be expected to last. כך חטף בלעם את החוכמה מידי הקדוש ברוך הוא כאשר הלך לקלל ישראל. This is what Chazal mean. Bil'am grabbed the chokhmah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he went to curse Yisrael, which was against Hashem's will. ועל דרך זה שאר בעלי המעלות של מידה שמיני עשר. In the same vein, all the other בעלי מעלות that the Midrash mentions above. מעלות כי נתמנו לאדם. The point is when certain things are given to the person, achievements, talents, gifts, עדיין הן בידי הקדוש ברוך הוא. They're still in the hands of הקדוש ברוך הוא. ועל האדם להניב ישן על דרכן. The person is to lead them in their way, באופן הרצוי כמי שמיה, in a way that pleases שמיים. When a person grabs him from the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to do as he wishes, not in the way that Hashem wishes, he loses that zechus of retaining that gift. Adkan.